给我们的诗班带来美好美好的诗歌。
It's an interesting time for us this evening.
今天晚上是一个非常奇妙的时刻。
Because we celebrate Good Friday.
今天我们来庆祝受难日。
But we also have to ask ourselves what's good about it that we should celebrate.
因为在受难日，在我们中文里面是翻译出来是一个好的星期五。我们今天要来思考为什么这个星期五对于我们来说是一个好的星期五。
I mean, when you think of the things that occurred on the evening before and the day of Jesus' crucifixion, you have to ask yourself why on one of the darkest days and moments of human history we would call that a good day.
如果我们思想在基督被钉十字架的前面一个晚上和钉十字架的当天，我们会问我们自己，为什么我们把这一天，这个世界上历史上最黑暗的一天把它叫做一个好的星期五呢？
It's interesting, the author of the Message Bible, Philip Yancey, he has authored other books as well. He calls these moments the day of no miracles.
很奇怪的就是一个作者他写了密码圣经这本书还有其他的一本这些书呢，他说这个星期五晚上或者这个受难日是没有任何的神迹的。
A man who had performed countless miracles before as God, now, could he not have a miracle to perform for himself?
这个作者说的到底是正确的呢还是错误的呢？以前耶稣基督在世上行走的时候行了很多的神迹，为什么在这个晚上他没有行任何的神迹。
And so in a brief message tonight, I want to talk about what was originally intended by the term Good Friday. You can't hear me?
今天我们在这个今天晚上就来思想这个受难日正确的含义和深刻的含义，为什么我们把它叫做受难日或者是好的星期五呢？
And we're going to further examine how God is able to take what was meant for evil and use it for good.
我们也会来思想神怎样的用这种很丑恶的一件事情把它变成一个美好美妙的事情。
There are only a couple of things I want you to remember tonight that God can use this for his good if you remember the prophecies.
我们今天晚上只会来思想几件事情。首先我们如果看到神通过这个预言会把这件丑陋的事情变成一个美好的事情。
These are the prophecies regarding Jesus' death.
我们要会看这些关于耶稣基督受死的预言。
You can also think about this, perhaps as Good Friday, when we think of the plan that God had put in place for his people, his kingdom.
我们也可以通过思想神通过耶稣受难这件事情为我们他的子民和他的国度所设有的计划，我们也会想到这个星期五就是一个很好的星期五。
God put a place, plan in place for you, so what should you do about it?
神为我们预备了一个地方，我们会怎样的回应呢？
And then you can think of how God can perhaps use this for good if we think about what he has accomplished on that night and what it should teach us.
神会很好的利用这件事情，如果我们思想神在那天晚上教导我们的和他在那天晚上所成就的。
I know you already know a lot of this.
我知道你们都知道这些故事。
And so why are we going to talk about it?
所以我们今天晚上会说什么呢？
Because there's nothing good about putting an innocent man to death.
如果我们思想好的星期五的话，其实今天星期五并不好，因为我们把一个无辜的人钉死在十字架上。
And that's the point.
这就是我们今天晚上所要讨论的这一点。
We didn't put Jesus to death. He laid down his life, which is even worse.
更不幸的是耶稣基督我们的罪把耶稣基督钉在十字架上，而他甘愿为我们的罪放弃自己的生命。
Oh, maybe that's worse. 谢谢。It's a little tall, isn't it? Maybe I should just stand down on the bottom, on the floor there. So. Yes.
Mine's too tall.
That's too tall, right? All right, but I think maybe you can hear me a little bit better now, right? Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I can't hear you now.
You can hear me too. Alright, as I was saying before, we didn't take Jesus' life from him. He gave it up. And he did that so he could welcome us, his people, into his kingdom. So is that what's good about Good Friday? No, not quite.
还不是完全的。
But I do want you to remember what's said here, because the sorrow that perhaps is producing for you will last just for a night.
我希望大家能够注意到我们所有的这些痛苦和哀伤只是在今天晚上。
But the Bible tells us that although weeping may endure for the night, joy can come in the morning.
但是圣经告诉我们，当我们在晚上哀哭的时候，第二天早晨会有喜乐。
He takes our tears of sorrow and turns them into a harvest of joy.
他把我们的眼泪和悲伤变成丰收的喜乐。
That's what I want you to think about as we study the scriptures. So let's pray and then study the word.
我们先一起祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you for this evening that we have the opportunity to remember you.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们谢谢你今天晚上让我们能够来纪念你。
There's so much we don't understand.
我们有很多的事情还不懂。
But we accept by faith that you died for our sins.
但是我们凭信心接受你为我们的罪而死。
And we accept by faith that you teach us through your word.
我们用信心接受你教导我们的话。
So teach us now and help us to listen to what you have to say.
所以求你来教导我们，让我们能够听见你所教导我们的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. I hope you have your Bibles tonight.
我希望大家今天晚上都带了圣经。
We're going to make use of them, and if you don't have your own, perhaps you'll find one to share, or perhaps you'll pick up one of the ones Bibles in the pews.
我们互相可以看一下圣经。
Let's go to the next slide.
我们翻下一张。
Okay, since you have already read this scripture, I believe earlier tonight, I'm going to go ahead and just briefly read it through for you.
我知道大家今天晚上已经念了这一段经文，所以我在这里只是大家大概的说一下。So
I'll read it, and then I will ask Brother Jia Lei to go ahead and read it in Chinese as I read it in English.
Okay, 我跟那个 Craig一起念，我念中文，他念英文。Please
follow along with us.
所以大家请注意听。
When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. Let's not tear it, they said to one another. Let's decide by lot who will get it. It happened that the scripture might be fulfilled, as said, they divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. So this is what the soldiers did. Next slide. Wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Amen. You know, this is really sad. I mean, if you look earlier at the in chapter 19, take a look at a chapter like verses 1 and 2 of chapter 19. You're going to see what they have done to Jesus, to our Lord. And it's just tragic.
如果我们仔细看一下19章的前面两节的话，我们看到他们如何的对待我们的主耶稣。
Yeah, looking at verses 1 through 4, they have falsely accused him. They have whipped him until he bleeds. They slapped him in his face. His friends all deserted him. And the thieves beside him on the cross, suffering the same fate, mock him.
如果我们看一下的话，就是说他们在诬告主耶稣基督，而且又鞭子打得他遍身流血， 然后打他的脸，然后呢就是他的朋友也抛弃了他，与他同定十字架上的那个强盗还在那里嘲笑他。
And so do we need to celebrate that day?
我们会纪念会庆祝这样的一个日子吗？
No, we meet to remember that day.
不是要庆祝，我们要思念，我们要记住那个日子。
One author calls it an unhappy celebration.
另外一种说法就叫做一种悲伤的庆祝。
The choir sang to us beautifully tonight, didn't they?
诗班今天晚上唱了一个很非常好的诗歌。
Let's give them another hand of applause.
让我们再次感谢他们。
Now we are applauding because God has given us beautiful music, but the words are very sorrowful.
我们感谢神给了我们美好的音乐，但是我们看到其中所讲的却是令人非常悲伤的事情。
In English, we call that an oxymoron.
在英语中间，我们叫做 oxymoron， 就是悲伤的庆祝这个意思。
An unhappy celebration.
就是很悲伤的去庆祝一件事情。
And I say this because I know that this is a matter of English, and I don't think you call this Good Friday in Chinese.
我们在中文里面不会说其实 Good Friday 就是说好的星期五的意思。其实我们如果能够理想思想它的含义的话，是受难节。我们今天还是来思想为什么这个受难节叫做好的星期五。
Charlie, what do they call it in Chinese? Good Friday? 中文怎么说？
好的星期五，我们没有 ，We don't have exactly the right word for that, right?
Exactly. exactly, Craig. That's exactly my point there. This is a matter of English.
这是从英文翻译过来的。
And here's what I want you to know. That you see, language, like people, changes.
我们可以看到这个语言就像人一样，它会变。
And so when they originally used the word good to refer to Good Friday, they didn't mean the same kind of positive, warm and fuzzy good that we mean today.
当这个 Good Friday 这个好的星期五起初被用的时候，并不是这种很舒服的这种很好的这种含义。
When the Germans called it Guten Freitag, they meant that it was a holy day.
当德国人说到这个 Good Friday 的时候，他们指的是一个圣日，一个神圣的星期五。
It was to be a day of piousness.
这是一个关于耶稣基督的一个星期五。
It was to be God's day.
它是一个非常圣洁的星期五，是一个属神的星期五。
And so that's what some other denominations call it. They call it Great Friday, God's Great Friday or God's Holy Day.
所以另外一些说法就是说这是一个神的好的星期五，或者是神的圣日。
And that's what I want you to think about today. Not a warm and fuzzy Good Friday, but a holy,Pious Great Friday that God is in charge of.
我希望大家今天所要记住的这个好的星期五，不是像我们舒舒服服的很好的那种星期五，而是一个属神的一个圣洁的星期五。
It's a Friday where God is in charge, and He takes sorrow and He makes it a godly sorrow, like the sadness of the Corinthians when they wept when Paul wrote them a letter.
这个星期五是。神所掌管的星期五，他让人在那一天，或者是人对于自己的这种悲伤，就像是哥林多教会当保罗指责他们所犯的罪的时候，他们那时的悲伤。
So open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians and chapter 7 and verses 9 to 10, and then we get some sense of what God's great holy day Friday is supposed to be.
第七章。第九和第十节的时候，我们会看到这个关于悲伤到底是指的是什么。
You see, the Corinthians wept over this letter from their dear teacher Paul.
我们大家知道，当哥林多教会的教徒们当看到保罗给他们写的信的时候，他们都流泪痛哭。
They had been convicted by the sin he exposed.
他们被保罗指责他们所犯的罪。
And then when Paul hears of their sorrow, he actually responds with joy.
当保罗看见他们因着他们所犯罪所忧伤的时候，保罗却因此喜乐了。
Because when you read this passage, it says that such godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret.
因为我们如果读这节经文的话，就是说到，因为 依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
And that's what's supposed to happen today on God's great holy Friday. The sorrow is supposed to lead us to repentance and salvation, so we have no regrets.
这就是我们今天晚上所要希望发生的事情，就是我们能够为自己的罪来忧伤，在这个圣日里面，因着我们为着自己的罪来忧伤，我们会悔改，然后转向神给我们的救赎。
And then we're ready to suffer like Christ did on the cross.
我们就有这份心，准备像耶稣基督受死在十字架上一样，我们向着世界去死。
A famous missionary, Jim Elliot, he said, "He is no fool who gives up what he can't, who gives up his life, gives up something he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose."
所以有一个非常有名的一个传教士这么说，他说：“我舍弃我自己的生命，我其实并不傻。我放弃我所不能拥有的，是为了换取我所不能失去的。”
And this is what Jesus is teaching us on the cross.
这就是耶稣基督在十字架上所教导我们的。
You see, this was God's plan. This is His great and holy day.
这是神的圣日，在十字架上成就了神的计划。
He's in charge.
他掌管一切。
Now let's look at the passages very quickly.
让我们快快的看一下经文。
Let's go back to John chapter 19, verse 23. If you can go back one slide.
如果我们看一下约翰福音第十九章第二十三节。
When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and they divided them among him with the undergarment remaining. The garment was seamless and woven in one piece from top to bottom.
兵丁既然将耶稣基督钉在十字架上，就拿他的衣服分为四份，每兵一份，又拿他的里衣。这件里衣原来没有缝，只是上下一片织成的。他们就彼此说，我们不要撕开，只要沾灸，看谁得着。这要应验经上的话。
That's pretty sad. You know, here is Jesus. He's down and out. His friends have deserted him, and now they take away all his clothes.
这还是一个非常令人伤心的一个画面。那时候耶稣基督已经被钉在十字架上，他的所有的朋友也都离弃他，而那些兵丁为了他的衣服来沾灸。
And the undergarment, that's the piece, that's one piece. They're going to gamble for that.
耶稣基督的里衣呢，就是一片布没有什么没有缝，所以他们不想把那个礼衣给撕开，所以他们就沾灸，看谁能够得到那一个礼衣。
Now listen, I don't know about you, but I don't care for person's underwear is made out of silk. I'm not gambling for somebody's underwear.
我们不知道大家什么想法，但是我对那人的礼衣是没有什么兴趣。
But you know something, this is what they didn't know. They weren't gambling because they wanted to. They were gambling because they had to.
这是这一点大家要记住，那些兵丁沾灸拿耶稣基督礼仪，不是他们想这样做，而是他们不得不这样做。
They're fulfilling prophecy.
他们是因为在神的计划里面，他们必须要应验这些预言。
They don't even know it. Let's not tarry, they said to one another. Look at verse 24. Let's decide by lot who will get it. This happened so that the scripture might be fulfilled that said they divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment.So this is what the soldiers did.
所以在这二十四节我们看到当这些兵丁为了耶稣基督的礼仪沾灸的时候，说我们不要撕开，只要沾灸，看谁得到。这要应验经上的话说，他们分了我的外衣，为我的礼仪沾灸。兵丁果然做了这些事情。
Now listen, the soldiers never read the Bible.
我们大家记住那些兵丁还没有读过圣经。
But you can see God at work. Open your Bibles to Psalm 22, verse 18.
如果我们打开圣经，看到诗篇二十二篇十八节的时候，我们就看到那里写着什么。这诗篇是在耶稣基督钉十字架很久很久以前写的。
God is fulfilling His plan.
上面说他们为我分我的外衣，为我的礼衣沾灸。这耶稣基督在十字架上的事情在很久以前就被预言说。
Hundreds of years before Jesus was there, they say he cast lots, they cast lots for my clothing.
所以在耶稣被钉十字架几百年以前，已经圣经上已经预言他们要分耶稣基督的外衣，为他的礼衣沾灸。
Let's go to the next slide and take a quick look at verses 25 through 27.
我们还快快的看一下25节到27节。
Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene.
When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, Woman, here is your son. And to the disciple, here is your mother. From that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他的母亲与他的母亲的姐妹，并格罗巴的妻子玛尼亚和莫德拉的玛尼亚。耶稣看见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此，那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
What we have here is Jesus' final act of compassion.
我们在这里所看的就是耶稣基督最后的爱。
In these final moments, he is obeying the plan of God. He's following it right to the very last T.
在这个时候，耶稣基督一直在顺服着神，在神的计划中间一直上了十字架。
He showed the disciples how to live and how to serve each other when he washed their feet, and now he's showing them how to have compassion for each other and how to love each other with this final act.
在早些时候，耶稣基督为门徒洗脚，然后向门徒表明了要如此彼此如何相爱。在这里，他再一次的向门徒表明，他们要彼此相爱。
How many of us would be willing to take in our friend's mother?
我们中间有多少人愿意把朋友的母亲接到自己家来跟自己一起住？
Would any of you be willing if someone who perhaps wasn't even your friend came to you and said, Take care of my mother, I'm going to be going home soon?
我们中间是有谁能够把一个陌生人或者是朋友的母亲接到自己家中，当朋友说：“哎，你先照顾一下我的母亲，我过几天再过来。”
This is how much Jesus asked us to love each other.
这是耶稣基督让门徒要彼此相爱。
And then with this final act of compassion, in another gospel, there's the final act of forgiveness.
当我们看到耶稣基督在后最后在十字架上的爱的时候和他的赦免的时候，在另外一本福音书里面当中有记载。
Because they were mocking Jesus, even the robbers who stood beside him, suffering the same fate.
因为在十字架上的人都嘲笑耶稣基督，甚至在十字架上同他一起钉十字架的一个强盗也嘲笑耶稣基督。
And in the Gospel of Luke, one of the robbers says to the other, Don't do this. He's suffering the same fate as we are. How can you do this to this man?
在路加福音记载，其中有一个强盗就对另外一个嘲笑耶稣基督的强盗说：“不要这样做，因为他受的是跟我们一样的刑罚，然而他是没有罪。”
He has done nothing to deserve to die, but we have.
我们因为我们都犯了罪，所以我们去死是应当的，但是他什么罪也没有犯。
And then he says to Jesus, someone who's dying, who's on death row, remember me, Lord, when you come into your kingdom.
然后那个强盗对耶稣基督这个将要死的主说：“主啊，赦免我，愿你的国降临的时候来纪念我。”
And Jesus says to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise."
耶稣基督对他说：“今天你要和我一同在乐园里了。”
The reason I wanted to share that with you is because some of you have loved ones, maybe perhaps your mother, your father, your sister or brother, who may be dying soon.
我跟大家分享这件事情的时候，是因为我们中间有一些朋友，甚至是我们的亲人，现在正在跟病魔做斗争，不久的将来有可能会离开这个世界。
And when my mother-in-law was in the hospital, I was told by the nurses, although my mother-in-law was dying peacefully, many of the patients there die angrily.
当我的岳母在医院里面回到天家的时候，护士对我说，我的岳母离开世界的时候是非常的平安，但是护士也告诉我，有很多的人离开世界的时候是非常的愤怒，而且非常的痛苦。
Struggle with your loved ones, even up until their dying breath, and say to them, although you may not know this, God still loves you. Don't be so angry. You can still be accepted into His kingdom.
我们在我们亲人的最后的时刻，一定要把握住这个机会，对他们说，虽然你这时候现在还不知道耶稣基督。但是耶稣神依然爱你，你还有机会来接受耶稣基督，到最后到神那里去。
And the example of the disciple whom Jesus loved is that he did what Jesus asked without hesitating. It says here that from that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
当耶稣基督的门徒回应耶稣基督的爱的时候，他毫不犹豫的回答，就像是圣经上所说的，就是他就把耶稣基督的母亲接来与他同住。
That's what you can take home tonight. Remember to obey Jesus. If there's some area you feel you have fallen short and you are not obeying Him, this is the time. You can still obey Him. He will still forgive you.
这是我们今天晚上所想带回去的，就是说我们时候有时候我们软弱，没有活出神的荣耀来，但是我们仍然可以靠着主耶稣基督。
And then finally, in these final verses, it says, "Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, 'I am thirsty.' A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on the stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips."
最后这是以后，耶稣基督知道各样的事已经成了，不要使经上的话应验，就说我渴了。有一个器皿盛满了醋放在那里，他们就拿海蓉蘸了醋绑在牛膝草上送到他口。
You see Jesus is obedient even to the very end.
我们看到耶稣基督在最后的时刻也是这样的顺服上帝。
And we need to be too.
我们也是一样照着他的样式去行。
Here scripture is fulfilled again. Take a look at Psalm 69 verse 21.
这时候这个同样应验了先知所说的话，我们可以看诗篇69:21.
And then finally after that, Jesus says,
最后耶稣基督说
It is finished.
成了。
I have done everything that I was supposed to come here to earth for.
我已经完成了我在世上所做的所有的功。
They think they have killed me.
他们以为他们可以处死我。
But now, because this is my Father in Heaven's Great Friday, I now give up my life.
因为今天是神所设定的掌管的日子，所以我现在把我的生命给他。
And so if the story ends here, then we would all still be dead in our sins.
如果这个故事就仅仅在这儿结束，我们仍然是死在过犯当中。
And the powers of darkness probably thought, Jesus just died, we've killed God's son. Hurrah!
那些黑暗的势力那时候就会欢喜快乐说，哎，我们今天把神的儿子给弄死了，真是值得庆祝。
You know the basketball games that are being played right now, and then some of the teams think in the final minute of the game, if they're ahead by 6 points, they're going to win.
我们现在是 NBA 的复赛，有些球队觉得在最后时刻拿了六分，他们就可以赢。
And then the other coach just goes and tells his players, "Listen, it's not over yet."
而另外一个球队的教练就说，这个比赛还没有结束。
And that's what I want you to see now. God, the Father says to the entire world at that moment, "It's not over yet."
我希望大家注意的就是，神在那个时候对所有的世界宣告。事情还没完。
Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 27 and you'll see that it's not over yet.
如果我们翻开圣经马太福音27节，我们就知道事情还没有结束，故事还没有完。
Look at verse 50.
我们看第50节。
It says here, "And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. And at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. The tombs broke open and the bodies of many holy resurrection, many people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs and after Jesus' resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many people."
耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。忽然，殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂。坟墓也开了，以睡圣徒的身体多有起来的。到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来，进了圣城，向许多人显现。
So God, even on that day when Jesus dies, He shows that He is still in charge.
神即使在耶稣基督受难的那一日，也是向世界显明他掌管一切。
And that's what Jesus says to us today. It's Good Friday. It's not Good Friday. It's God's great and holy Friday. And although you may be filled with sorrow, because our Lord had to suffer for us, it's not over yet.
所以耶稣基督像今天 的我们也同样说，今天是受难日，是一个好的星期五，不仅仅是好的星期五，是属神的星期五。这时候耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上。
You know, we all have these Good Friday moments.
我们在这个时候会伤心，因为我们知道是我们的罪使耶稣基督死在十字架上。
When something goes wrong in our lives and we wonder if it will ever get better.
有时候当我们有些事情不顺利的时候，我们会想会不会变好呢？
And that's when the rest of the world says to themselves, Oh, look at what's happening to the Christian.
哦，这就是现在的世界经常对我们说的，哎，看看你们基督徒身边所发生的事情，或者你们身上发生的事情。
That's a bad thing that happened. Let's see if they're going to curse.
哎，你们身上发生了这么多不幸的事，难道不是神的咒诅吗？
They just got cut off in traffic. What are they going to do about it?
哎，这你在那个高速公路上被人家 cut off， 你怎么做？或者是你在受到挫折的时候，你会怎么办？
Their supervisor just did something really bad to them. Let's see what they're going to do.
他们的老板对这些基督徒非常的不好，我们看看这些基督徒有些什么反应。
This is when God says to us, you're in Good Friday right now.
这就是神所告诉我们的，在那个时候我们是在受难日的时候。
But this is my great and holy day.
但是这个时候仍旧是神掌管的圣日。
And you, my child, although you have been wronged, you have Easter to look forward to.
你是我的儿女，神这样说，虽然你做了一些错事，但是你还有复活节的盼望。
A lady devotional writer writes this and she describes Christians this way.
有一个太太的这样形容我们基督徒。
She calls us Easter people who live in a Good Friday world.
她说我们这是关于是复活节的人活在受难日当中。
And that's what you are, brothers and sisters, tonight. You are God's Easter people who live in a Good Friday world.
这就是我们今天的光景，我们是有着复活节盼望的人，活在受难日的时候。
Because of God's purposes, He will accomplish what He will accomplish. The forgiveness of your sin and the forgiveness of others.
这就是神的旨意，他要完成他的旨意，他希望我们去原谅别人的罪，就像他原谅我们的罪一样。
Verse 30, it's finished, but it's not over yet.
三十节说成了，但是故事还没有完。
Let's go to the next slide. Last slide. This is what I want you to remember.
这是我今天所让大家所记住。
What's good about Good Friday is that it's God's great and holy Friday.
这个受难日，这个好的星期五，其实是一个神掌管的一个神圣的星期五。
Remember the prophecies concerning Jesus' death and the circumstances surrounding it. They were fulfilled so that you would know that God is in charge at this moment.
在马太福音经常说到，这就是为了要应验先知所说的话。我们知道。当这些预言被应验的时候，我们只知道神掌管的一切。
When you leave here tonight, think of God's plan for His people and for the kingdom that we are going to be a part of.
我们思想神给我们和给他国度的计划，而我们是他们国度的一份子。
It was completed that night, and each and every time you obey God, no matter what the circumstances are.God completes it again in your life.
如果我们在每件事情上都顺服耶稣基督、顺服神的话，神一定会完成他所做的工作。
Be ready at any time, just like the Apostle John was, because you never know when God will ask you to demonstrate compassion and forgiveness.
我们要时刻准备，就像是使徒约翰一样，因为我们不知道神什么时候会呼召我们出来，来爱我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
And finally, think of.How and what God has accomplished on that day, the saving of many lives.
我们要思想在那天神所完成的一切，他靠着自己的死，救赎了许多人。
In this great and holy day, that is His day, He has taught us not only how to live, but also how to die. And when we do, that is not over yet.
在那个时候，神也不仅仅告诉我们，让我们如何的去。活在这世界上，也告诉我们，让我们如何的去死，去为他而死。
This is our hope because after Friday comes Saturday and then Easter Sunday.
这也是我们的希望，因为在受难日之后，星期六到星期天的时候是耶稣基督复活的日子。
And that's what we are, we're Easter people living in a Good Friday world, where our tears go out in sorrow, but as Psalm 126 says, they will return to us in joy.
这就是我们是有着复活节盼望的人，活在这个受难日的这个世界上，我们流泪播种了，被含笑而收割。
So tonight, as you go out in sorrow,As you think about what your Lord had to do to sacrifice his life for you, please return on Sunday with joy.
当我们今天晚上出去的时候，我们心里有忧伤，是因为我们知道我们的罪使耶稣基督被钉在十字架上面。当我们星期天回来的时候，我们有着被救赎的喜乐。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven,
亲爱的天父
we thank you so much for what you did on that day.
我们这样的感谢你在受难日所做的一切。
We call it as we remember it Good Friday today, but it's really your great and holy day.
我们虽然说那个是个好的星期五，是一个受难日，但是我们知道那是你掌管的神圣的一天。
Thank you for laying down your life for us.
谢谢你为我们舍了你的生命。
And then thank you again for taking it up so that we could have Easter.
也同样谢谢你，你在复活节的时候，星期天复活了。所以我们可以进入你的国度。
We look forward to your Easter Sunday, Lord, with joy and anticipation.
我们盼望我们能够在复活节的时候能与你同在，一同来庆祝。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.